Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
The dance floor is overcrowded. The music's getting louder. The people do some breathing while they're cheating death. Everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs, and happy Friday to all. If you're listening to this episode when it drops in the parlance of our times, it is Friday, May 9th, 2025. Thanks for listening. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to our podcast and a Friday episode. It's Friday. It's been a long week for everybody. We all probably have three or four graduations to attend this weekend. So we'll make it short and sweet on a Friday and give you a little perfect pop. How about that? But just before we do that, I want to tell you a couple things. One, new music for April is coming up. We're going to start that on May 19th. So we got a week in between, and we're going to do a special series that I think you're going to enjoy next week. And then we're going to kick it off with April new music. So get your picks in if you can, and a bunch of you have already done so, which I greatly appreciate. We're going to start on the 19th. I want everybody to do that. And if you could get your picks in by May 18th, that would be very, very helpful. I appreciate that very, very much. And just create a voice file, usually the easiest way to do it. Send it to rock@suburbspod.com as an attachment with April new music in the subject line. That helps us out a lot. And we will get you in the rotation. That's what we want. Right now, a little perfect pop to take us out. I want to highlight a song. I want to induct a song into the perfect pop pantheon right now. And the song is by a band called The Waco Brothers. Waco Brothers are a Chicago-based outfit led by one John Lankford. And he formed this group, he of the Mekons, you might have heard. And hopefully one day in the future, we're going to have some Mekons episodes for you to tell you all about it. What an incredible and interesting band the Mekons are. Really have an amazing history in several different phases. And the other main former of this band, founder of this band, as some call it, Dean Schlabowski. He was in a band called Wreck that I believe started out in Milwaukee and then later ended up being based in the Chicago area. I was able to see them a couple times back in the late 80s and early 90s, and I always really liked their records. They have a kind of a jagged post-punk sound to them, and sound very Steve Albini-esque with the production. I can't remember off the top of my head if he produced them, but he may have. Anyway, they formed this band because I think both of them wanted to play a little more country-influenced music, and they do it in their own way. They do it in kind of a ragged, loose, fun, smart, clever kind of a way. They've put out a lot of records. They've put out some really good covers. I saw them play one night in South by Southwest the year Jim and I were down there, and it was about 2 in the morning, maybe a little bit earlier, and we were on our way back to somewhere from somewhere, one of the many dizzying shows we went to, and we peeked our head in, and there were the Waco Brothers playing, and we went in and caught about the last 4 or 5 songs of their set, and it was just tremendous. The perfect band to stumble into at 2 o'clock in the morning if you've been out all night. That's the way I would put that. Just absolutely perfect. Shambolic, beautiful, with a country soul from another time, but transplanted to now. And the song I want to induct into the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame comes from their second album from 1997. It's called Cowboy in Flames. It was put out on the Bloodshot label, where a lot of their records were issued. And just a beautiful, beautiful record. This is the final song on the record, and it's called The Death of Country Music. I think John Langford, if you know much about him, is also a very accomplished artist and painter, and I think he used a title, Death of Country Music, for a series of paintings or an art exhibition he had at one time, I don't know, but something along those lines. If you've ever seen any of John Langford's paintings, they will probably move you. Very, very distinctive artist he is. It comes right after a cover of Johnny Cash's Big River. So this is the closing song on the record. The wordplay is absolutely stellar, like many Langford songs. And one of the things I love about this tune, too, is it's got a call out on it, you know, like a live set, but it's a studio recording where John Langford says, "Dino," and he calls on Dean to take a guitar solo, which is pretty good. Some of the words are just amazing. I think it's a song about the deterioration of personal and perhaps musical things. The song opens up a lot with the couplets. "My body is a temple, safer than a prison, but I've done some demolition in a world gone wrong." And then later, there's a great series of lines. And when you listen to the song, it just kind of bounces together in this really weird, perverse, and beautiful rock and roll way, like it's 2 o'clock in the morning in a bar in Austin, Texas, and you're watching them play. The Hank Bones connected to the Buck Bone, the Hag Bones connected to the Jones Bone, the Willie Bones connected to the Billy Bone, picking the flesh off the bone. It's the death of country music, folks, and I am here to induct it into the perfect pop pantheon. Without further ado, let's listen to a little bit of the Waco Brothers, who are now in the Perfect Pop Pantheon Hall of Fame induction ceremony complete. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Happy Friday, happy Saturday, happy Sunday. And we're going to talk to you guys next week with a special series that I hope you're going to enjoy, as I said earlier. With that, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. We will talk to you guys tomorrow, and here are the Waco Brothers doing Death of Country Music.
My body is a temple, safer than a prison, but I've done some demolition, and in a world gone wrong, the death of country music rattles around the planet. We light the flame and fan it deep into the night, where the city casts its shadow. You leave the straight and narrow, tomorrow and forever seems so far away, where the dance floor's overcrowded and the music's getting louder. People do some breathing while they're cheating death. Macho Bande! Tonight the West is sleeping, the desert will be creeping inch by inch across the continent, and the bones of country music lay there in their casket beneath the towers of Nashville in a black pool of neglect. So we cast our nets in the water, drag the pool and caught them, grind them up and snort them deep into the night, and spill some blood on the ashes of the bones of the Jones and the Cashes. Skulls in false eyelashes, your ghost riders in the sky. Dio!
Here's the beagle. No, don't go in there. Turn your nose off. No. I'm in the middle of this.